from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back, P-Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the Youngest in Charge movement, Lynette Willingham alongside the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, as we're live out on location at TPC Potomac for the Contractors Against Cancer Golf Scramble Tournament. JP and B-Mitch, somewhere out here on this beautiful course. We'll have our signal probably get weak when either JP or B-Mitch gets closer to the tent. But we'll be sure to bring you them as they pass us. One of the things we've touched on here the first couple hours of the show, we'll let you hear from managing partner of the Washington Commanders, Josh Harris. Want to continue to wrap up the calls on that. What is more important to you as a Washington Commanders fan? Having the stadium back at RFK or a rebrand? Let's go to Dave in Reston to wrap up the calls on that before we get to Dylan Cruz. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, buddy. First-time caller, long-time listener. Team name, hands down, no question. Look, they can play in a nice facility anywhere in the DMV. Would the RFK location be ideal? Of course. It's not as near and dear to our hearts as the brand itself. But besides, the vast majority of us watch from home anyways week to week. We're lost travelers at the moment and searching for an identity to cling to. And on that note, I'd like to throw my hat in the ring and say, for Washington Wild Boars. I think it has a nice ring to it.
The Washington Wild Boars?
Yep.
Hey, buddy, that name stinks. Not going to lie.
Welcome to the
Good
Wild
call, though.
Boars.
Appreciate
Wild
your call.
Boars.
I think that name
Wild
stinks.
Boars, yeah.
You like the Wild Boars? Well, we don't know what you like. Boars, you said that you started off the show saying you didn't like the black uniforms, but you're sitting here in the black polo. You could have wore red.
I wear black most of my life.
You've been black all your life.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about, a uniform. It's disrespectful.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all act like we're not an expansion team or expansion franchise. We have a history. We've been world champions.
We do.
Yeah, don't disrespect the brand.
Okay.
Trying to make you turn yourself into some marketing gurus.
Was that like a message to the ownership group?
No, I'm just – the ownership
everybody?
Group didn't do this.
You're right.
They didn't do
You're
this.
You're right. They didn't.
No.
Didi did. Didi did.
Yeah.
Didi.
Dump Dora did all that. See, I'm just saying. So we just got to just hit the reset button, man.
No way. Anybody that can guess who Doc Walker is referring to as Dump Dora, I got something for you. Big item on the docket tonight. 7 o'clock first pitch out at Nats Park. Grant and Danny will be broadcasting live from there starting at 2 p.m. The debut of number 2 overall pick from last year's draft, Dylan Cruz, going to make his Washington Nationals big leagues debut tonight. Super excited to see him called up. It's Washington's highest draft pick since Bryce Harper. So a lot of expectations for this kid. 8 games in right field for AAA Rochester this year, hitting the ball really well. I think he is, you know, nationally known now as probably, and I have to look at MLB Pipeline, I think he's probably the number, either top 5 prospect in all of Major League Baseball right now. I know he's the number 1 prospect in the Nat system, but I'm excited to see this young man. And as Byron said in the update, couldn't be more drama and flair around this debut when you got the kings of the American League, Juan Soto and the Yankees, coming to town. Soto's playing out of his mind. Aaron Judge continuing to play out of his mind. It's going to be exciting to see. For this young Nats team, big picture, with Cruz getting called up, I think there are some questions about where he's going to play. I think I'd have to think we see him in right field since the Alex Call injury that we saw over the weekend.
That makes sense.
I think that's where you would see him. I'm interested in seeing where he's at in the lineup. It's been, speaking of, you know, young stud prospects being called up, it's been exciting to watch James Wood here over the past month plus, 2 months, however long it's been, hit the baseball really well. He's doing good things defensively as well. But with Cruz being called up, making his debut this year against Juan Soto and the Yankees, where are we ranking this in terms of big-time debuts in the D.C. area? Because I got to think it's right up there at the top, especially considering who you're going against.
Yeah, it is a reason to be excited and to see the Navy Yard on fire just like that with Wood, and also having Juan coming back, and also flirting with Juan, and that there could be a possibility. Just the fact that they're flirting with him,
yeah,
and have the ability to actually pull it off because he might be a willing participant. You can't do a deal unless the guy wants a deal.
That's another storyline wrapped
that
up.
That he like, there you go.
Yeah.
So just the fact that that tells you that if Rizzo wouldn't go out and say that without having a wink, wink from the people with the cash. Yeah. So if you give Rizzo the green light, I trust his instinct.
100%. Cruz has been hitting it well in the minors, batting 270 with an OPS of 793. As we've seen him in Rochester as well as AA Harrisburg. I'm excited to see this young man here tonight. I think big picture, though, you got to be excited about what the Nats now have in the outfield, the youth that they've got. It's going to be here for years to come, and I think we keep going back to the Juan Soto thing. I remember being on the air the final Saturday before the Major League Baseball trade deadline a couple of years ago. Well, Washington made that move to deal Juan to San Diego, and it was a lot of doom and gloom. And it kind of felt like the honeymoon phase of 2019, it wore off. People were starting to get angry. People were once again looking at Mike Rizzo. People were looking at the manager, Davey Martinez. But now you fast forward a couple of years from then, you've got C.J. Abrams doing really good things for you. We've seen the debut and call-up of James Wood, who looks like he's got the potential to be one of the best bats in all of Major League Baseball. We're going to see the debut of Dylan Cruz tonight. You've seen some good things out of the starting pitching rotation. I think the organization overall is in a really good spot. I think when you look at what they are moving forward and how promising things could be in the near future, I think it's all exciting. What I'm glad is that the fan base has cooled off a little bit, because there was talk 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, about, wow, could this team be flirting with a wild card spot? And I said it then, and I'll say it again now. This year is not about competing for the Washington Nationals. It's just not. You were in a 9- or 10-team race for that final National League wild card spot. Realistically speaking, I didn't think you were ever good enough to get it. They got to get the bats better, though. What's been disappointing about Washington this year is how many games they've had this year with 4 or fewer hits. That's got to be the big thing moving forward. That's why you're excited about the prospect of Dylan Cruz coming up, somebody that could be dynamic for you here offensively.
Well, that's one of the reasons why they're so aggressive on the base pass.
Yeah.
And that they've been getting picked off a lot. And then CJ has been up and down.
Yeah, I know. Defensively. And the thing is, he's got great athleticism. It's just for him. Yeah. I don't know if it's mental, but as good as he's been defensively, he's had his mental lapses
as well. He's had a couple. And then, but at the plate, when he's not on, then that compounds the issue.
Yeah.
And then if you get a bad outing or self-inflicted wounds, if you look at how poorly we've performed in the 8th and 9th innings in close games, also a measurement of a young team.
For sure.
And then, you know, so then you bullpen, then you're moving players in and out. So it's one of the things that happens when your team is in transition.
For sure.
And so you just try to – how many nuggets – and let's not forget the Masson deal. Still hangs over your head.
Yeah. There's business to be settled still as well.
It prohibits you from doing some things that you are. So if Davey and the front office get a green light, I never thought I'd hear Juan mentioned again. Just to hear that mentioned
spend
again,
some money,
that is possible – Oh, yeah.
Just based on the timeline of where things currently sit, I think they look at it next year as like, okay, we could be competitive in the wild card race in the National League.
There's a chance.
So I think you've got to probably go out and spend some money this offseason. I think you need to improve your starting pitching. I don't think you have a number one pitcher on your staff right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.